And welcome back to Thoughts the Roundtable with me, Matt Rebar.
And me, Paul Lokes.
And we are continuing our hashtag 5-year celebration. Can you believe it?
Was I supposed to say something after that? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe something like excited, like you're excited to be here?
Or... Year 5?
Yeah, what?
The year of yes.
Just say yes. Unless you want to say no and then say no. All right. I got a story for you.
Go ahead.
I saw this. And by the way, this is a 98-day-year-old story. So I've been sitting on this to tell you about this story for like 3.5 months, Paul.
Oh.
Okay. This is on, and I do not follow this Reddit account, just so you know. This is on the Reddit page Chipotle. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Title. I think the employees at my local Chipotle are selling their own food. Initial thoughts.
Selling, what do you mean selling their own food?
Okay, so you're a little lost.
I'm a little confused about what that means.
All right, well, are you ready?
Yeah.
It
can mean a couple things.
Oh, yeah. My local Chipotle had mac and cheese, ribs, and mashed potato this week. Like, in an aluminum dish that they had in the serving area.
So they're just, like, cooking food at their house and selling it at the... There's no way this is real.
Paul, this story gets better. This is like a person...
Yeah, I would have 1,000% bought
it. Just imagine going for a burrito bowl and you're like, wait a minute, is that ribs? Or like, can I get the ribs in the burrito bowl? It's like those,
have you ever gone to like a Walmart or something and there's dude selling meat out of his truck bed? Have you ever bought any?
No! Why would I buy trunk meat?
I've done it.
You bought trunk meat?
I bought trunk meat.
Was it good?
Yeah!
Huh.
It was pretty good. I only got a little sick. No.
See, I blame the Libra in me, because like I have to have an aesthetic.
Don't be all of it.
We have to do retroactive astrology, by the way. We're overdue for that. But anyway, here's the thing, too. I like a good rib. Love a good mac and cheese. I love potato salad.
You love a rib so much, you're missing one.
Why am I missing one?
Men have one less rib than women.
No, I thought women have one less than men. Because women were made from... Oh, the women were made... Rib. Okay.
So that whole joke
my Jesuit...
You love ribs so much, you ate one of your own.
My whole Jesuit religious teachers right now are like, ah, how did you mess that up? Okay, so I love ribs, love mac and cheese, love potato salad. But that with Chipotle, like that's a little foul, right? Like, I don't know, topically, they're not too...
I mean, let's be honest, that's 1,000% illegal. Let's just start there.
Yeah, let's start there.
Let's start there.
Okay. Love the entrepreneurial spirit.
Who hasn't done a little crime in their life? I swear to you, if I saw that, I probably would get it.
I mean, depends
on
how it looks.
I mean,
it's in aluminum. It could look sketch. But
aluminum's not cheap, so if they're doing that...
It's not like it's in copper tins. My God.
I would have them pick up a rib for me, and if it fell off, whatever you want.
Actually, I do love when the ribs, like, you don't eat, they just are, like, falling to pieces by the time they hit your mouth.
Is there more to this, though?
Dude, this is a saga.
That's just the beginning.
It's
okay. All right. I'm ready.
This is like Star Wars.
Let's do this.
Like the original trilogy.
Okay.
They said it was a special that sometimes happens. I love the idea that it's a special that
you just
maybe it's there.
Sometimes ribs are delivered.
I also just imagine trying to use the app and like trying to like refresh to see like is the ribs.
Auntie Jean's ribs are like.
You can order it online. I've never seen it before.
Yeah,
I suspect the employees are selling their own food out of the Chipotle. The mac and cheese and ribs were really good. They still did it in the bowl, and some people were getting it in burritos.
Full pause, though. They would have to be cash payments, right? You'd immediately get that caught if you did
it. How do you?
You can't put that in the register.
Unless you have like a Clover account. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Unless it's
like you cannot. I'm starting to not believe this as much.
No,
because there's no way
you
have to pay with cash.
Or is someone... Maybe it's like out of the goodness of my heart and like I've cooked all this ribs, I have all this mac and cheese, I'm going to donate it to the local Chipotle.
Yeah, but they wouldn't take it. It's Chipotle. They're still like a chain.
I'm just trying to give ideas, okay? Oh, by the way, I love that he was like suspicious, but I'm going to get the mac and cheese and ribs.
I just told you I would do it.
I know, but I don't think I would. Hey, people are getting the burritos. How do you put mac and cheese and rib in your burritos? Ribs, maybe.
You could put anything in a burrito.
But mac and cheese with like...
Yeah, what up?
I don't know. That's a little sus. Okay. I'm torn. Should I report this? let it go.
Don't be a party.
It's
pooper.
Kind of cool, but I feel like kind of not. Okay.
No, don't be a party pooper.
Edit. I sent a note to the contact us on the Chipotle website complimenting them on the new barbecue items, and someone got right back to me asking if I could do a quick call for a store location. Now I don't know what to do. I don't think I'm going to reply because I truly love my local Chipotle. Okay, if you think this is a little sus, you love the local Chipotle, you love the food, why are you reaching out to corporate?
Yeah, I would not do that. You're just gonna cause so many problems.
You're opening Pandora's box. This is like when people say, well, I don't want to cause trouble because, like, I really love this, but... Well, then shut up!
I would not have... Why would you report that? If you don't want it, you don't gotta eat it, and you move on, and you leave the restaurant and go, well, that was weird.
Yeah. Or if you're really pissed about it, okay, report it. But, like, don't order it, compliment it, love the local Chipotle, I'm still gonna, like... contact corporate.
Why would you be pissed about it? Here, I mean,
it could be, if you're like a food standard person, I mean, whatever. I don't know. Loser. Or maybe you're a Chipotle purist.
You're just a loser. You're a loser.
There could be an allergy thing to it, you know? I mean, there are legitimate reasons.
I'm sure Chipotle would not be happy. Clearly, they're not going to be happy. But just don't say anything. Don't ruin a good time.
Yeah.
So, I went to...
There's more, by the way. This is a...
Well, I'm just going to derail. Otherwise, derail. This will get lost.
We're swerving.
Oh, 2 out of 2 podcasts now.
This is why we don't have subscribers. This is why we don't have listeners. This is why we can't get sponsored by
BetterHelp.
Oh, it's
going up to 5 soon.
This is why we can't, do a collab with other podcasts. Jesus Christ. It's water. You're drinking water. What? I'm the one having a Simply Spiked Limeade.
That was like a perfect ad. Like a Simply Spiked Limeade.
Sponsored by Simply Spiked Limeade. Do you like it when you were a child and your mom and dad had to order the expensive limeade at the store? Well, now you can get that with booze.
Well, it's like in movies when they do product placement, they like slowly zoom in on a thing. You know, like, you know that was about.
Or like how music videos between 2008 and 2015 all had product placement.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. Okay.
Anyways.
We're swerving. Yes, but I'm bummed. Swerve.
So, I went to a mac and cheese fest, okay? And there were, No. They should have been.
Should have been.
They
were lost. Should have been.
But anyways, so there was all these restaurants there. Pubs.
Yeah.
Bars. Legitimate restaurants. And there was one restaurant there. And everyone looked like... There's people with, like, you know, the black gloves. I'm like, oh, we're going to put pork in ours or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And in the corner was this one stand. And it was this old lady. She had a dirty ass shirt.
Mm-hmm.
She had no apron on. The cups were just thrown all together. Mm-hmm. The shit was in a crock pot.
Yeah.
And she was just slapping it in cups. And I was like, that's going to be the best one.
You know what?
And you know what?
I agree.
Sure as shit. That was the best one by miles. She was rude as shit. and she's just like, here.
Yeah.
Didn't even say the name of her restaurant. I don't care.
Yeah.
That was... She wouldn't have cared if I died in front of her face. But she gave me this mac and cheese out of a crock pot and a dirty spoon. Best stuff ever.
Listen, there's something best about stuff. Like I do like when people play with it, like, oh, here's a kimchi mac and cheese or like barbecue chicken mac and cheese. But you know what? The best mac and cheese you'll ever have, it's truly like
it's the
mac
ones that
and
are,
cheese.
Yeah, the ones that are like 17 sticks of butter, heavy cream.
What, Paula Abdul's making this?
Yeah.
Or, not Paula Abdul. Like, Paula...
You could drywall your house with it. You know?
Wait, what's her name? The Paula racist Abdul? Food? No, who's the... Paula Deen.
Paula Abdul. Yes, the racist food.
That dang racist cook, Paula Abdul.
She's a singer.
No, I know, but Paula Deen. Remember Paula Deen? Hi, I'm Paula Deen, and I make butter.
Oh, yeah.
And today we're cooking fried butter. That's what they would just
say. My grandma used to make cookies out of straight lard.
No.
They would send you to heaven in many ways.
I don't know. If I'm not going to have mac and cheese at Ribs at Chipotle, I don't know if I'm going to have a lard cookie.
You are. Trust me.
I'm skeptical.
Anybody listening who's had lard cookies, trust me, man.
I like how you emphasized. Anybody listening? Question mark? No.
They're there. All right. Move on.
Okay, edit 2. Chipotle rep reached back out. They said that they actually are testing out some new things in new markets. So asked for which store it was so they could ask how it's going. I told them and they said they check in with the team there. Sounds like this might be all good, and I might get this store the props they deserve. So all of those calling me a Karen can relax. I love my Chipotle.
How the hell? Wait, that was real?
Well, dude, there's more edits. The story.
There's no way this is real. I don't believe any of this.
I love the idea that, like, so customer service is like, we don't want to tell them that, like, that's not above board.
Yeah.
So we're going to just say we've been testing things, which they probably have been.
Yeah.
But then he believes that? That they're testing mac and cheese and at Chipotle? Ribs. Like, this isn't Panera Bread.
It took Chipotle how long to get queso? You remember that?
Yes. You would have thought.
And then it sucked.
It was so bad. Panera Bread, when Panera Bread came out of pizza, it was kind of weird. But then you think about it, you're like, okay, hospital food, like flatbread pizza. Yeah, like, makes sense, right?
But sadness.
Like, if I walked into Panera Bread and they had, like, I don't know, like sushi, I'd be like, like, that doesn't belong here. That's a little out of the scope of Panera Bread.
Yeah.
I would say mac and cheese and ribs and potato salad out of scope for Chipotle. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to throw that out
there. Yeah, it's not there.
Edit 3. I hope this is the last update I have to give here. Plot twist, it's not. So this got more feedback than I expected. I'm not a Karen or a narc. I just thought it was weird. Chipotle had barbecue. It was good, though. I decided to go back tonight for dinner.
So they had it. They ate it.
They had it. Oh, yeah. Earlier they ate it. Oh. They loved it.
Okay.
They were raving. I decided to go back tonight for dinner, and they didn't have it. There was a manager there, so I asked him about it, and they looked at me like I had two heads and said, "This is Chipotle." I said, "Yeah, I had great barbecue here earlier this week. Is it going to become a full-time thing?" Once they realized that I wasn't kidding, they looked really surprised and acted kind of weird and just said, "No, it's not something. I'll see again." I just got a bowl and went home. We'll see, I guess. That's it, though. Edit 4. Seriously, this is it. I read through a ton of the comments. A lot of hate for me, but also a lot of people pointing out the legitimate health concerns of someone bringing in outside food. I decided to do the right thing and called the non-emergency line for the police.
What?
And let them know as well.
No way.
Okay, I'm done. I hope that's the end of that.
Why?
First of all, there's another edit. But can we just say, imagine the 911 non-emergency line.
What
are they gonna do? I guess tell the health department.
Sorry, I had...
Oh, that's the GoPro. Wasn't that the scariest beeps?
I thought I was dying.
I thought I was dying.
I thought I was falling out of the Matrix.
We're recording with the GoPro, and the GoPro did the most insane beepage. All right.
But no, what are they going to say? What are you going to tell? Hey, I had barbecue at Chipotle a week ago.
I had ribs at Chipotle. Sue them. All right. You ready for the last edit? Edit 5. Wow, I really had no idea this would upset so many people. I was just trying to share my strange experience and do the right thing. Despite all the hate, thank you for those who DM'd me with advice, especially lawyers. It sounds like I might actually be a victim of this Chipotle falsely selling food to me that they said is Chipotle. Figuring out what my legal options are. I don't want this to become of a deal, but it seems like this isn't right and someone has to do something about it.
Nope, it's not real. There's no way. I don't believe that one, that last one specifically.
Yeah.
Come on, it's not real.
This is great. It's in the comments. This sounds like a counterfeit Burger King that existed in my city for a while.
Burger King?
They had Sam's Club fries and styrofoam cups, and the burgers definitely weren't Burger King. And then someone commented, this is you. How did you pay for it? If you got to use the store's POS system, I'm curious how the employees get the money from the sales.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And the till would be all off.
Yeah. This is also you. If it's smacking, I'm buying. But if anyone asks, I got amnesia.
Oh, no. I'm 100% getting it. Yeah. I'm just not going to say anything.
Yeah.
No.
And someone just said, you bought it and ate it and now are questioning it?
And mind you, they said it was good. Can we remind to that?
Yes. They're like, first of all, I love the idea of, like, I love my local Chipotle. Like, I go to Panera Bread every day because I'm the coffee club. I know. This isn't good timing. I've never been like, I love my local branch of Panera Bread. Like, no. I mean, they're nice. They're good people. I mean, I pay for the services that I'm using.
Yeah.
You know, isn't that weird? This is funny. I'm not a snitch or a Karen. Next fucking update is, I called the cops at Chipotle.
No, there's...
It's so true.
No, that's got to be fake. There's no way.
I... Here we go.
Well, the logistics of it don't make sense. With the money thing's really hanging me up.
So someone said, what did your receipt say? And the original poster to comment, it was rung up as a carne asada bowl and had a note that said special. They said it's the same price, so that's why.
Yeah, but the till's still getting me off.
Yeah.
Because they didn't actually sell the carne asada. Yeah.
I mean, I don't get the point of them doing it if it's the same price as a regular carne bowl and they rang it up on the store POS. Because when someone pays cash for something else that doesn't get rung up.
Oh, the till's going to be heavy.
So the till. Okay, so what's happening is they're probably overcharging. They're calling it a carne asada bowl, which is probably the most expensive bowl. Right?
Yeah, but.
And then when someone pays in cash, they're like taking some of the cash out of the cash. So they're adjusting their till like that.
Oh, I guess that kind of makes sense. Well, here's the problem. So you say you sell a carne asada, you don't.
Okay.
And you get the money for it. So it's say we're at 10 bucks. Your till's then 10 bucks heavy. I only know this because I used to work at McDonald's. And you had to be like to the penny.
Yeah.
And if your till's like 10 bucks heavy, that's a problem. Like a big problem.
I don't know. I don't know how they got
and
away
so
with it.
So you had to... But I don't understand. The only thing I could think of is that's what it had to have done. So it's like.
This is funny too.
Or they could not have, like, they could do a no sale.
Mm-hmm.
And so then level it out that way.
Yeah. Someone else says, probably doubles as a ghost kitchen. No way!
What's a ghost kitchen?
You know what ghost kitchen is? Like a place cooks food, but it's not like advertised. They cook and make the food there. It's like a lot of places will use it to be like. Like Swenson's has one in downtown Akron. So it's not like a Swenson's. Like you can't roll up and it's not like a, like, it's just for them to cook food for like DoorDash and stuff.
Yeah.
So they're like, they have like a hub in downtown Akron. So it's like a ghost kitchen. Yeah. There's just no way that Chipotle, a multi-billion-dollar company, is renting out space for ghost kitchens.
No, there's no way. There's no way.
No.
I don't believe it just because the logistics don't make sense. You know, if they said it was cash only, I would get it. But like, because it's way too. If you're selling your own food, and you're worried about getting caught, using the POS is the last thing you want to do.
I don't get it. I think it's real though.
Did they ever say where the Chipotle? If it's a hood Chipotle, this is happening.
I don't know, man. This is. I thought that was just a funny story. I'm glad you like it.
I loved it. I don't think it's real.
I don't know. There's a part of me that thinks that maybe it could be.
I just don't think so.
If it's not real, it's a really good
story. Other thing is you'd have to get all the employees on board.
Well, or is it like we have to get everyone on the shift aboard, and so maybe the shift is like you and a couple of your friends, or, you know, or maybe the assistant manager's in on it too. Like, it could just be like...
Well, just that it's amazing that in this day and age that they were the only ones who somehow got it to corporate. You think somebody else would have somehow brought the...
Well, like, they must not be doing it a lot, right? I don't know. I just love the idea of rolling up to Chipotle and it's ribs and mac and cheese and potato salad. Now I kind of want that.
I 90 to 95% this is not real. It just cannot be real.
I'm going to turn on the lights because it's dark.
Oh, it is dim. It's getting mood lighting.
It's mood lighting.
Ooh.
All right. So, do you have a story? Story time
I
for
do.
Me?
I do.
Yeah, story time for me.
It's absolutely hilarious.
Okay.
It's called The Shit Bandits.
The what?
The Shit Bandits. You heard me right.
Okay.
And so it is a long story, as you can see, scroll, but I'll give you the TLDR.
No, you can. It doesn't look too bad. Just give me the story.
No, because it was a bunch of, it's hard to read because there's misspellings and stuff. Doesn't matter. So the story is that they were in middle school and there was an unknown person.
Unknown person.
Who would poop next to the stalls and next to sinks.
Oh.
And it became so prolific that they had to have an assembly and to see if anyone would rat out the shit bandits. And they assumed this was a multi-person thing.
Yeah.
Because it was in the male and female bathrooms.
Okay.
So they had this big assembly. It said, we need... And the person thought it was the funniest thing because they had an entire... The assembly is the crux of it all. Yeah. It's like, it got so bad. People pooping on the floor. The janitors left.
Oh.
Said, we're not going to clean up the poop anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially because
they're assembly
not being paid
and,
probably well.
And they're like, we need to find the poop bandits.
Yeah.
And they did. Not only did they not find the poop bandits, but this apparently enraged the poop bandits more. And so they got more brazen. And one of them crapped on the table in the teacher's lounge.
No.
And nobody knows how it happened. To this day, he said, and this guy's older. He said this is when he was in middle school.
Wow.
And he goes, and no, and the big crowning achievement was the pooping on the. And he goes, the funniest thing is after that, after they crapped on the table mm-hmm. in the teacher's lounge, it stopped.
Interesting. Everything that stopped. Was like the climax. That was
so what do you think happened? Who do you think it was? Who would your suspect be?
Oh gosh, I mean, I think you're right. It had to be at least a duo or trio. I don't necessarily think that it had to be male and female. I think it probably could go either way. Because, right, it's like, you know, maybe they went to the girl's bathroom, like, they made sure, like, coast is clear. Right, like,
Well, the thing is, pooping on the floor like that is not a real hard thing to pull off.
Yeah.
You just gotta go when it's quiet, or whatever.
Yeah, but is this high school or grade school?
It's middle school.
Middle school. Would a middle school girl be likely to engage in that? Middle school boys, absolutely.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's I don't
think
so either.
Obviously easily a boy can walk yeah. and that's, you know, what if that's a red herring poop?
Not a red herring poop. Get the hell out of here. What would you okay, what would you rather do?
Red herring poop.
What would you rather do? Have potentially sketchy ribs, mac and cheese and potato salad at Chipotle or have to leave a red herring poop? And you won't get caught for it, but
what would I rather do?
Yeah.
Oh, the Chipotle stuff.
Yeah, I think
for sure.
Would too, honestly.
Remember the Akron Poop Bandit who was pooping on people's windshields?
No, what was this?
You don't remember that?
No!
I was, I think, 2021. It was the year after the pandemic. And a dude, he was on CCTV, but he had a mask over his face.
Oh, my God.
And he would crap on people's windshields and leave. And he did it to, I think, close to like 90-some people.
Wow.
And he would just poop on their windshields and leave.
And he never got caught, and he just stopped one day.
Just
what? Okay, but what goes through your mind? You've done it 90 times, and you're like, I'm done.
I don't know.
Do you think he just thought, like, the heat was getting to him, maybe?
Maybe, or he just, you know, he got on a new medication or something. But also, the CRT TV guy. Do you remember that one?
What? No. You were just ranking them out.
I wish I could. I'll have to post these pictures somewhere.
Yeah.
It was, you know what CRT TV is, like the big old boxy ones, the boom tubes. This guy, and I think it was in Missouri, and he did it for an entire summer. He dressed as, and you know, like Mike Myers, that jumpsuit he had.
Oh, a little bit.
Like the
vaguely.
Blue,
yeah,
the
yeah.
Mechanics one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
That's what this guy wore, and he had boots, you know, probably up to here, and he had black gloves.
Yeah.
And he had a turtleneck on, so he couldn't see his neck or anything. And on his head, he wore a CRT TV. And it was a black screen, so yeah. he saw through, but you couldn't see. It just looked like a TV. And what he would do is he would specifically go to houses that had Ring doorbells, and he would, and it would be always in the middle of the night, 1, 2, 3 in the morning, and he would take a CRT TV, set it, an old one, set it on their porch, ring the doorbell, and go, and then leave. And he did this like hundreds of times to people.
That's awful.
And that was it. He never did anything else, and he would specifically ring the Ring doorbell and wave at it, and it would just guy with the TV on it. Here, talk amongst yourself. I'll look it up.
No, I don't want to see it. It's going to scare me. No, I don't want to see it. That's scary to me. See, I'm not scared of, like, vampires, because, like, vampires don't exist, but, like, crazy people doing crazy things.
And they never...
pooping on cars and...
And they never figured out who the guy was.
Well, yeah.
Never.
It's also probably kind of a low priority crime. It's like someone waved on my Ring camera and dropped off.
I mean,
you know.
And well, the funny thing is he's not actually doing anything illegal. This, yeah.
Oh my God. That is weird. I mean, he just looks like. It's the stuff of nightmares.
Oh, it's 2019. Okay.
Yeah, it's like the Babadook or like what's the other guy called?
Yeah. I don't know.
That night guy. Oh my God.
But that, I think that's the funniest thing is he's technically none of that what he did was illegal.
Gosh.
There's nothing you can do.
We've been talking about a lot of crime these first two episodes of our
return. Are we a crime podcast now?
Welcome back to Thoughts of the Roundtable, the crime of the century.
Oh man.
Well, I think that's another juicy episode in the tank. Great job today.
Thank you, boss. That was weird.
Paulie, you've been doing a good job around here. It's great to be back. It really is. I can't say that enough. And we need your help because the show is an all-time low.
All-time low. We had a Sum 41 reference the last
time. I was like trying to be like all time, and I'm like, don't say low. Don't do it. And I was like, yeah, it's a low. So please like, leave 5 stars, leave a comment, say how much you love the podcast, share it with your friends. If you hate this podcast, if listening to this podcast made you want to poop on a windshield, well, guess what? Send it to your haters. We'll take any PR. Any PR is
drink
good PR.
Drink the haterade.
Oh, I mean, we literally, our lives are haterade. Mm-hmm. We just get hated on all the time, but we still do what we got to do.
It's okay.
We've been here for 5 years, Paul. I mean, we're still pumping out these episodes. I mean, and these episodes, like, they're still good. We're 94 episodes in. And excellence.
94. Man.
94.
I haven't done 94 of anything.
And I don't want to say where my mind went when you said that, but it was not a good place. So. All right. Peace out.
Bye.